There have been no deaths reported from drone strikes in Russia. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 90 points. The Nasdaq ahead 92. The S&P 25 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's see. You've applied for our open position for account representative?
Yeah, that's the one.
Great. I see you went to UC Berkeley.
It was really awesome. We had several sit-ins to protest oppressive capitalism.
Oh, and how about your skills for this position?
Oh, yes. I know all about how to spot microaggressions and root out privilege.
We don't really do that here. We do accounting and finance consulting.
Do you have any safe spaces?
Safe spaces?
Yes, where people can go to get away from the colonialist mentality. As long as there's a diversity, equity, and inclusion policy, we'll be fine.
Life's too short to waste your time on bad hires. I'm Andrew Krapschutz, the CEO and founder of RedBalloon.Work. Every week, tens of thousands of reliable, career-minded job seekers visit RedBalloon.Work without all that woke nonsense. Post your open jobs at RedBalloon.Work. And if you put in promo code SALEM, you'll receive 10% off your first month's job posting.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hey, welcome to June and welcome to that typical summertime pattern that we're easing into now. Today will be quite warm with a high in the upper 80s, a little bit more humidity, widely scattered hit or miss storms, not only today but tomorrow and Saturday as well. The low tonight, 67, upper 80s again on Friday and Saturday. I think we'll be near 90 on Sunday with more random pop-up storms, and again, most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying a package deal can mean you get more for your money. Wet Bobo with Capital Tractor, we create packages that pair the strength of Kubota equipment with implements that fit your needs, not implements you don't need or won't use. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
From WAKA Channel 8 News, I'm Jerome Jones. Another tragic shooting involving a minor, this time in Troy, Alabama. Troy police say a 12-year-old was killed in a shooting that happened Tuesday in the 900 block of Pike County Lake Road. Officers say 12-year-old Jaquez Wynn was found dead from a gunshot wound. Police say the gun was stolen from a vehicle on May 29th. A 15-year-old male has been charged with reckless murder and breaking and entering a vehicle. Police also charged two 17 and 16-year-old males with breaking and entering into a vehicle. That case is still under investigation by Troy Police. And yesterday was a great day for Montgomery Fire Rescue as they welcome home Captain Donald Crenshaw Jr. Captain Crenshaw was in the hospital at UAB Burn Center for injuries he sustained after the Gilmer House fire on May 14th that left one kid and a man dead. Those are your news headlines. Watch WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. The one you love is the light of your life. And whether you've only been together for a short while, or perhaps for many years, you know how important intimacy is to your relationship. That's why erectile dysfunction and low T are so awful. They're just medical conditions, but the effects can make your partner feel unwanted, unloved, even if they don't say so. And for men, it's tough to talk about. So come to Montgomery Men's Health, where our urologists and providers talk about this all day, every day. And we'll work hard to figure out how to get you to the guy you want to be. In fact, you might even find you're feeling and performing at a level you didn't think was possible. Even if you've tried other treatments and just haven't gotten the results you hoped for, call us today. Your initial appointment is $99 and includes blood work and a medical consult. Call 334-440-3663 or go to montgomerymenshealth.com. Do it for you. Do it for the one you love. Call Montgomery Men's Health today.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Trustworthy Electric is hiring full-time electrical techs at $22 to $25 per hour plus monthly bonus opportunities. Free medical, vision, and dental insurance, paid vacation, holiday, and sick days. 401k and profit-sharing programs offered. Home every night and off weekends. Visit trustworthyelectric.net/careers.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Filtered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819news.com. Go check out 1819news.com. Support them. Become a part of the team. Join the fight. Support them, which supports us. And really supports the future of the state of Alabama. So we appreciate you checking them out. Abs was making a good point during the break. The folks who don't believe in selective prosecution, selective enforcement, this guy was talking about before the break.
Yes.
They pass all these laws. We don't know we're breaking them. And then they come along and decide you're an enemy of the state, or you need to be shut down, or we don't want to hear from you, or you didn't even say anything, but you may be the person they chose to be an example.
Yes.
And then people are like, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, you don't have anything to worry about. Those are the turtle people.
The turtle people.
Okay. From earlier.
They tuck their heads inside their shells and pretend.
They're the turtle people who saw the video of the shark trying to eat the turtle.
And said, oh, how sweet.
And started talking about how sweet it is. And here's some of those statements. Did you find some of them?
I'm getting
your voice may be better. Do you want to do the women?
I'll do the women.
Okay.
Just pulling it back up because there are just so many stories. But here it is, okay?
And then we'll go to Randall in just a second, but okay, we got to get back to the
really,
turtle people.
Really, really fast. Okay, here we go. Poor turtle. I hate seeing things like this. It's depressing to be reminded like this that we as humans are collectively responsible for that creature's suffering. At least they were able to help, but I wish that these situations weren't happening in the first place. That's amazing. Good job to all involved, including the shark. I know there are many good humans and good animals, no matter how scary they look. I know there are bad humans and bad animals. You already said that one. No matter how gentle they look. Or the girl with the common sense. Thank God there's only one. Or the shark couldn't bite through the turtle's shell, so it strangled it while swimming away mistakenly and ran into a boat. I like her. She's my girl. But these are the same people who are making those comments.
Yes.
This is who they are. Not only are they turtling themselves away... But they're making ding-dong comments that you're like, oh, things make such sense now.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Turtle people.
Victoria, who goes by at Cutie Victoria, it's like a Disney movie. No, ma'am, it's not. It's not. Kirkshire said, poor little guy. I know he felt relieved. What is wrong with people?
They wouldn't last. They never make it in the
These people who think the shark was saving the turtle vote Democrat.
You think?
They do. There's no doubt in my mind. I will bet any amount of money people want to bet. Ah.
Scott.
Let's go out to Randall. Randall is going to get us on track on a Conspiracy Thinker Thursday.
I'm so excited.
He had a homework assignment. I don't know. He may not have had time. We may have to wait till till next week. Randall, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all. And I don't know why I'm so drawn. Y'all, I've never wanted to go back and study in this. I'm not going to lie. I burned a whole bunch of notebooks because of Baron Coleman. I'll go ahead and say it. He's the reason I burned all my stuff, and really the reason. I mean, once I found out, though, there's nothing you can do to stop this machine, and if you could, they would just kill you. So, you know what I mean? We're just along for the ride. And like you was talking about yesterday, some of the stuff that goes missing from Google and search engines like that. Well, some of this stuff went missing. Like, I went and tried to Google it. Some of the dates are gone. Some of the stories are gone from Vietnam about the overdoses, about the heroin. So I mean, a lot of that's disappeared. So I don't want to go somewhere y'all can't go search until I can find it again. But just trust me. If you look up the Golden Crescent and the Golden Triangle, you'll see where the opioids are coming from and why we fought them wars. But you still can look up this one though. You can go back to the Gulf War and when it ended in 2000, all that Desert Storm, Desert Shield, all our little campaigns. Once they thought they had a deal worked out with the Taliban with this opioid deal, and in 2001 when we decided we was gonna pull out, the Taliban sprayed the opioid fields with poison and killed all of it, except for where we left what we call the Northern Alliance. And you still look this up. We paid for our CIA, left them over there guarding by about 10% of the opioids, what usually come from that part of the country. And so the Northern Alliance was guarding it. And then, so we still got some sent over here. But the reason the Twin Tower, they picked the plane. It's so much to spit out, but the reason the Twin Towers were picked for us to go back in there for them to hit it was because it had asbestos all in the Twin Towers, and they was getting condemned. Them buildings were getting condemned. The man that owns it was supposed to be out a bunch of money. And the Taliban sprayed out opioids, so we needed a reason to go back over there. So this is all Daddy Bush got us back over there, got everybody on the same team, crashed into the building and blamed it on them people so we could go back over there and get the opioids going again. You can still look up the graph. You can look up 2001, how the opioids quit coming from over there. And except for where the Northern Alliance, what they had guarded. And the Twin Towers were done. The reason they used planes because they were still people getting opioids in through airport, and so that's why they came up with the TSA to start searching people, because the government only wanted their opioids brought in. You got to understand that part. That's why they used planes. Why they picked the Twin Towers because of asbestos. That's why so many people got sick. That's why they loaded the all the iron up from the Twin Towers. They sent it to China. They had it melted down because it was a crime scene. And that's all it was. That's why people got cancer after, because they was them firemen. You can look at they were sick after that. Some of them, the ones that did survive, that breathing all that toxic fumes, they got cancer from the asbestos and stuff. And I mean, there's nothing as a collective group there's nothing we will ever do about it. I mean, that's what I'm saying. You can know all this stuff and it makes you not want to sleep at night, but in the end, what we're going to, and like you was talking about the 300, I heard that yesterday. You was talking about the community 300, which been busted down now a long time ago. And one of the things that's busted down too is the Order of St. John of Jerusalem. Yes. And they use spiritual movements and they use Christ again. That's one reason you'll never see the prayer breakfast to go away, the prayer week when all the countries go together and the president, they all pray for that whole week. That's when. Right. 90% of all deals are done during that week. So that's where they all meet in the back room. That's why you'll never see that go away. As much as they don't want Christ involved, that's their cover up. They use that prayer week to plan a lot of this stuff. And I don't want you to get discouraged about Christianity at all, because I mean, I don't want to say that part. Because this is a fight over land, and it's always been a fight over land. That's why the opioids, we used opioids, and the Russells right here in Alabama was part of it. They teamed up with the British Shipping Indies Company in the 1800s, and they shipped opioids to China and they got all them people who, except for, they carved out Hong Kong. They made a deal at the Second War of opioids. They carved out Hong Kong and left Hong Kong alone. Everything else surrounded, they flooded it with opioids, and they took over all the shipping ports. That's how we got them locked down. We took away all their money the way they was eating by getting their people hooked and stupid off opioids. And so it all goes back to opioids, all the way back to there. I mean, I wish we had so much time to write. I know I've jumped around, but John D. Rockefeller, I tell you, the fool who really changed America is with the eugenics movement, and is John D. Rockefeller, Cornelius Vanderbilt, Andrew Carnegie, or whatever, and J.P. Morgan. Once they separated away from the I guess they kind of did come from the 300 in a way, but their families intermarried. You'd have to go back to Naomi Russell and John Perkins Cushing and Samuel Wadsworth Russell.
American royalty. Okay.
They made their kids marry each other to keep this in house, and it gets deep. But the 300 has been it does come from the Illuminati. I mean, you're right, and the Freemasons. I mean, it couldn't just be 300 to really run the world. Okay, that's really too many. So they broke it down and they let different folks control different areas. And just like you would think the Order of St. John Jerusalem, you wouldn't think they'd be in Canada. But they in Canada, that's where they stationed out of. And that's it's crazy to think that they up there, but they some of the first ones that would be at the prayer breakfast or the prayer meeting that week. I mean, that's, and you know, it's just, anything you want to ask me? I love.
I have a question, Randall. Just to there's so much to unpack there. What was the slogan? Intellectually honest and philosophically
correct.
That's right. Yeah, I miss him very much. But let's talk about the drug, the opium aspect of all this. And I'm going to include cocaine as well because to my point. Opium and cocaine can only be grown and produced to an extent in very limited parts of the world, correct?
Yes, they strive.
Yes, and the war on drugs, famously, in this country, it seems like if we wanted to really make war on drugs, we would go after the growing and production sites, because they're very small parts of the world. You mentioned Afghanistan for the opium.
Yeah, that's what the Taliban did. They sprayed and killed it in 2001.
I'm totally with you. I'm just saying, if we really wanted to do something about the opium, the heroin, the opiate problem, we were in control of the production.
That's how they control.
Come on.
They control the world. Yeah. I mean, it is. And they do it through music too. Because look, I can tell you, 15 years ago, you couldn't got one of my partners to take a pain pill. And you know what I mean? I'm just telling you straight up. But now, the whole hood's leaning. You know what I'm saying? And the same thing with Kurt Cobain. I can go back to heroin. The reason they killed that man, because he found, he had stomach problems, so he used heroin for his pain. But he also, you know, through his music, you could feel it and it was talked about. But as soon as he found the Dilaudid, when it comes around,
See,
Dilaudid, when you take it, if you just take the Dilaudid pill, it don't do nothing to you. But if you got bad stomach problems, it'll kill the pain. But if you get Dilaudid put in your IV in the hospital, you know, it sends you to another world.
Yeah, so K-4, it's familiar. Are you saying Kurt Cobain became a threat, an enemy of the state?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no doubt. Amy Beth, can I do this? I'm gonna find you on Facebook and send your friend request, because it's hard for me to send stuff. And I'm just gonna start. I'm just gonna send you stuff where you can unpack it, and I'm gonna send it to Scott and the Sky, and let y'all unpack it. And that way you can maybe understand a little more, because maybe I don't maybe articulating it good enough. But what I'm trying to say is the U.S. uses opioids. That's what they used to control the world. And they did use cocaine, you're right. I mean, that's one of the things that had to go in when they went in South America. I mean, that's what they flooded the inner cities with, because at the time, you know, heroin just wasn't on their list of things to do. And it took a while for them to come around to, you know, for them to get the music to insert it about the pain medicine for them to start drinking lean. So it's just, it's they use music in movies. And like the movies, the ones that were made in the Lower Mountain, Lookout Mountain, and Lower Mountain Canyon, that, man, there was 19,000 movies made by the military right there at Lookout Mountain Laboratory. And they controls our minds. This movie's that top secret. You can't even hardly find it. You got to pay for this stuff now. You got to pay for information. I mean, you can go to the Black Vault, and a lot, I ain't gonna lie, like, Obama, he dumped more in the Black Vault than any president than even Trump did. Yes, sir.
Best Conspiracy Thursday ever.
We got to go, Randall.
So
appreciate
much.
It, brother. I'll have one thing.
Please
on the
send
other
that
side
along.
That kind of backs up some of that stuff. Thanks, Randall. Appreciate it. Very good. We'll be back.
Next to your fire. Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we have some exciting news to share with you. We've been serving the state of Alabama for many, many years, and now we are able and ready to offer the same great mortgage financing in Georgia and Florida as well.
Our company may be Alabama Home Mortgage, but now we can finance your Georgia home mortgage and your Florida home mortgage too. We couldn't be more excited to extend our customer base to our neighboring states. For years, we have had customers call us in hopes we could assist them with purchasing their vacation cabin in North Georgia or their dream home in Florida, and now we can. For those of you who have family and friends that live in Florida and Georgia, be sure to tell them the good news.
Whether you are looking to purchase or refinance a home located in Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, you owe it to yourself to give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time.
It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Hey, Alabama, this is Frankie Bumps to tell you about Zaza Serious Italian. You know, we Italians eat like we're going to jail. You know why? Because we never know when we're going. Capisce? Our food is authentic peasant Italian made to order. Our pizzas are hands down the best. If you mention my name, Frankie Bumps, we'll take 30 cents off your bill. I'm a generous guy. Zaza Serious Italian. Nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
It's time to call Southern Bells Cleaning to help you get your house in order. They've spent years earning the trust of families in the River Region, and they believe cleaning the old-fashioned way. Callan and her crew at Southern Bells bring all their own supplies, arrive on time, and specialize in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook, Southern Bells Cleaning, River Region.
It's time to butter up with Biscuits Baseball. Join the Biscuits for a summer full of baseball, food, giveaways, Max Fireworks, and more. For ticket information and to stay up to date on all things Biscuits, follow along at BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Butter up.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Everybody, Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Randall has kicked off a Conspiracy Thinker Thursday.
Yes, he has.
And here's one of the interesting things. I had a caller when my show was just in the central Alabama area, and that caller told me that he had a family member who was in the military. And you've heard all these stories going back to former presidents. I think Randall mentioned George Bush Sr., who was the head of the CIA at one time, right?
And that's
then you can,
correct.
If you look into a bunch of the JFK conspiracies, you know, there's stories that say he was in, what town was JFK killed in?
Dallas.
Fort Worth?
Yes,
Dallas,
sir.
Fort Worth area?
Dallas.
That he was there, and he was supposed to be the speaker for an oil company, but he was a CIA guy. So there's some weirdness there, and he goes from being the head of the CIA to president of the United States, which just seems creepy to start with. I'm sorry. But this family member absolutely said beyond a shadow of a doubt, no doubt, it doesn't matter, doesn't know what happened to it when the planes got here, but that he knows Saul was there when they were loading drugs onto military aircraft, United States military aircraft, and sending it to the States. So think about that. If they were destroying it, they would destroy it on site.
Of course.
But they were loading it into... Now, this person, and look, I've known this one of the people. I absolutely believe it.
Oh.
Absolutely believe it. And so where is all that stuff going? And think of all the things, the places that have been destroyed, the inner city, the black community destroyed. It's one of the Conspiracy Thinker Thursday things in the black community that these drugs were brought in, different kind of drugs, just purposefully targeting the black community.
The legend goes crack cocaine was created to infiltrate the black community.
And destroy families. And think about it, because people ask the dumb question. A lot of my left-leaning friends who believe in big government, well, why would they do that? They don't want to destroy people. No, they don't care if you're white. They don't care if you're black. They don't care if you're Asian. They don't care if you're red. They don't care, whatever. But they have to find concentrations of people. You destroy them, destroy their families, and guess what you cause? You cause chaos. You cause the system to break down. And when the system breaks down and everything's in chaos and everything's in an uproar, eventually people are like, please save us. And who's going to be there to save us?
Your Lord
the tyrannical
master.
People who want to rule everyone as masters.
Another great example, and this is fully documented, okay? There's no question about this. The Iran-Contra affair. When Ronald Reagan was president in the 1980s, we were supporting the Nicaraguan rebels in a covert deal with the CIA to trade cocaine for arms, to arm the Nicaraguan rebels. And, of course, Congress, now this was all, now the reason it's documented is Congress got wind of it, and that's, it was played out in congressional hearings. Okay.
Right.
So, it's been going on for a long time, this month.
It has been going on for a long time, and I think there's a couple of things that Randall mentioned, and two books that I have finished. One, speaking specifically about the drug crisis, is Dreamland. It's the true tale of America's opiate epidemic. It is a fascinating read if you're looking to pick something up, because I think that was the first book where my eyes were open to what's really going on, because y'all are right. If they wanted to stop this, they could. They really could. But another book that I'm finishing, because it is very long, is called The War Against the Weak. And somebody handed it to me and told me to order it a couple years ago. And it's about eugenics. And it backs up to Francis Galton, who is Darwin's cousin.
Oh, really?
And it talks about how that started and how we were actually the ones to export eugenics over to the Nazis. That Adolf Hitler was someone who was an acolyte of a proponent of eugenics in the United States. So his ideas came from here.
Really?
But if you look at the families starting in the 1900s, Randall mentioned the Rockefellers. Mm-hmm. He mentioned
the Carnegies.
I was thinking of Carnegie, J.P. Morgan.
They're all the Federal Reserve guys, too.
They are the Federal Reserve guys. There is and has been and probably always will be a small group of people pulling the strings, but it's always the elitist who always consolidate and keep power for themselves and label others as feeble-minded or weak or rams. I mean, you just see the pattern over and over and over again, the expendables. And ultimately, you wonder, is that what we are to them? The more that I read, I watched the video by John Coleman this weekend about a book that you just found.
Right.
You just wonder, is that what we are? Are we the expendables? Then you look at like the Kissinger Report. You look at the Problem of Man by the Council of Rome or whatever that group of people is starting in the 60s. It's always just this global elite group of people that decide how it's going to be for us.
Yeah, you send the people to die in wars. Look at all the Ukrainians who are dead now.
Yes.
And we don't seem to care how many of them die. If we go and get into a conflict, how many regular, quote-unquote, Americans are sent to die? Well, they're expendable.
They are expendable. And so then you look at George Bush and you, or Bush 1, who... He couldn't possibly be a bad guy.
No, he's the New World Order guy.
He was so sweet, even though that's right, and you have the book. And you go, of course you load up the drugs on a plane, and they're somewhere. Maybe on Epstein's Island, who knows?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, but it's kind of an unbelievable... I mean, come on, Scott. 15 years ago, if you had heard these kind of things, you probably already thought this way. If somebody tried to bring this up to me, I'm like, that's just a strange conspiracy.
Right.
America would never do that.
The more that I read and I look at history,
crazy.
The more I think, oh my gosh, it's a giant cabal, and we're just the little puppets.
And what's funny is you get these little fires. Steve, don't go anywhere. I'm coming right to you in just a second. Steve and Cedric both. You get these little brush fires where people are like, hey, no, look, wait, no, I've got it right here. And then all of a sudden, that group, that entity, that whatever, there's a new story. Oh, no, they were domestic terrorists. Oh, no, they were racist. They were racist. And everybody's like, don't ever listen to a word they say. They're completely wrong. I saw a thing the other day about the, what is their names? The very conservative group that from like the 60s. And they were saying stuff about all this globalism and this world order thing.
Are you talking about
John Birch Society?
The Birch Society.
Oh, yes.
Nailed it.
And I was like, what exactly did they do? And then, like, the leader said one thing that was racist sounding, and then they just destroyed them. And people were like, never listen to them again. Never read anything they wrote again. Never listen to anything they ever say again. They have been, you know, a pox upon them.
Yeah.
And you're like, what exactly did they say that was so crazy? And then you find out that, they just couldn't be listened to.
Telling the truth.
They were way more right than they were wrong. Steve, Cedric, don't go anywhere. The music's coming up. We got to take a break. We'll be right to you right when we get back. Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for?
Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. The one you love is the light of your life. And whether you've only been together for a short while or perhaps for many years, you know how important intimacy is to your relationship. That's why erectile dysfunction and low T are so awful. They're just medical conditions, but the effects can make your partner feel unwanted, unloved, even if they don't say so. And for men, it's tough to talk about. So come to Montgomery Men's Health, where our urologists and providers talk about this all day, every day, and we'll work hard to figure out how to get you to the guy you want to be. In fact, you might even find you're feeling and performing at a level you didn't think was possible. Even if you've tried other treatments and just haven't gotten the results you hoped for, call us today. Your initial appointment is $99 and includes blood work and a medical consult. Call 334-440-3663 or go to montgomerymenshealth.com. Do it for you. Do it for the one you love. Call Montgomery Men's Health today.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
I could never recommend somebody call a number for a job unless I was 100% certain that the people they were calling were of high caliber. And I'm talking about turf stalkers. They are looking for help. They specialize in outdoor maintenance. They, of course, do lawns and edging and trimming. And they also do pressure washing. And they're really great at what they do, but they need help. So if you're looking to make a few good bucks and work with a terrific group of people like Brian McMahon and Kenny and the group, call 558-1611, 558-1611. Or if you know somebody who's just out of school and looking for a good summer gig, again, Turf Stalkers hiring, 558-1611. And learn more about the company on Facebook.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hey, welcome to June, and welcome to that typical summertime pattern that we're easing into now. Today will be quite warm with a high in the upper 80s, a little bit more humidity, widely scattered hit or miss storms, not only today, but tomorrow and Saturday as well. The low tonight, 67, upper 80s again on Friday and Saturday. I think we'll be near 90 on Sunday with more random pop-up storms, and again, most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm just going to take for granted that we are back.
We're back.
Let's go out to the phones. Steve, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you, Scott. And Jake, I hope you guys are having a great day. One thing that I would like to touch on is the what you were talking about earlier about these laws that they come up with and the,
yes, sir,
the language that they use, it is, it's like you said, it is seated in such a way that, like what they were saying about the ATF, that ATF would not keep record. Okay, how about everybody else? Why don't they put that in there to say that no government entity will maintain records on gun owners? Because if they do something like that, then hey, I'd buy off on it. But when they say just one agency will not maintain those records, I don't trust them any further than I can throw them.
You make a good point, because that makes it more insidious than it was just trying to go around the spirit of the law. That requires the congressman to purposefully write the law so it can be gotten around. And hey, look, let's be honest. There's a whole bunch of Republicans in Washington, D.C. who don't want you and I to have weapons either. They're just as bad as the Democrats.
The Uniparty.
Yeah. I agree. Okay, my next point is this. I've been listening to Randall for a long time.
Yes, sir.
And I am convinced the man is bat crap crazy. He believes everything he sees on the internet.
Right.
And I'm sorry, but I cannot, you know, I cannot believe a third of what he has to say.
Well, because if he's right about just a third of it, it's serious.
I don't think he's right about a third of it. But
Steve, let me ask you a question before the butt. Do you think there's a number of things that maybe even 10 years ago you thought might be crazy that now you think, well, that might be possible?
Yes, there is. There is. Okay. There's a lot. And
yes, sir.
This thing that you mentioned earlier about the opium and so forth being loaded on military aircraft to be,
yes,
sent to the United States, that does not surprise me in the least. You know? Because
right.
I'm retired military. I'm,
yes, sir,
pushing 75 years old. And I have seen a lot in my time in the military and as a civilian. And so things like that does not surprise me, because I,
okay,
know, you know, the war on drugs, no, that is a farce. There is no such thing. Because if there were, we would stop the flow of fentanyl across the southern border.
Right on.
We would send the military in and say, okay, Mexico's government, you're corrupt. We're sending our troops in, and we're going to blow these people to hell and gone. And there's nothing you can or will do about it.
You know, it would be a mission of mercy at this point.
It would be, because we are saving American lives. We're saving lives all over the world.
Yes, sir.
And then tell China, we're going to stop every ship coming across from China into Mexico, and we're going to search it, and we're going to seize anything illegal that's on board. And they can do it once they get inside the international boundaries.
Yes, sir.
And there's not a damn thing China can do about it.
Mm-hmm. You make a good point. If we were really ever fighting the drug war, we would win it. But for some weird, mysterious reason, we've never really fought it.
Yeah,
it's a habit we can't.
You want something just to thrive and prosper? Let the United States government declare war on it.
Yeah,
how'd that poverty thing work out, LBJ?
Yeah. I'm still convinced that elected officials and bureaucrats are involved in it. I don't have any, you know, evidence. I just don't see any way around our government being involved. Otherwise, we would put a stop to it.
I believe it.
Yeah, they are involved. There's no doubt in my mind. They are taking payouts, and, you know, millions of dollars are being made by our politicians to not, or to look in the, you know, in the other direction, and to not try and enforce the laws that are on the books.
It's big business.
Well, they gotta come get you in case you have a brace.
And the guy in the White House, he's the biggest one of all.
That's right.
Fair enough. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate you, brother. Let's go to Cedric. Cedric, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Great, Cedric.
How are you?
Another day in paradise, Cedric.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. glad to be talking about Liberty. The great movie of The Matrix, there's a line that explains a lot where it said, you have to understand these people are so consumed, so invested in the system, they will fight you even because of the fact that you're trying to free them from that system. There's a lot of problems. There's a lot of plagues. There's a lot of generational curses that we're still dealing with. But one thing we have to understand, the solution is us coming together to create alternatives.
Amen.
One of the things that was a common sense measure back in the day, I'm talking about generations ago, was you take care of your first responders. You take care of the servicemen and women. There's a lot of land that the state government and the federal government owns and has fenced off. You know, they'll let an endangered species or things of that nature on the property, but not a human being. There's servicemen and women who serve all for this country valiantly and are dealing with things. They're homeless. They're dealing with all types of issues. Why can't we step up and say, you know what? We're going to go back to old school traditional solutions. These men and women have earned that land. The state and federal government should not be monopolizing our land. What are you guys doing with it? The other thing that I wanted to say was, in the spirit of Conspiracy Thursday,
yes.
Let me tell you a quick story.
All right.
Okay.
Parents had a great mansion, a beautiful mansion, and they told their children and their close relatives, we're going away on a trip. When we get back, have everything in order. No parties, follow the rules. We love you. We'll see you later. Bye. We're going on vacation.
Okay.
As they left, automatically the cousin, the distant relatives went immediately to the children and said, hey, let's throw a party. They were reluctant, but they did. They wanted to fit in. They wanted to go with the flow of things. They wanted to be trendy. So even father cousins said, you know what? Let's tear up the place. It'll be fun. We can put it on social media. They were reluctant, the children, but they did it anyway. They wanted to be cool. Even more distant relatives said, you know what? Let's invite over those guys or those girls that you don't like and let's bully them and put that on social media. Long story short, the Overton window kept getting pushed to the point where the house was destroyed, the relatives were infighting, and the children themselves did not know even who they were anymore. So when the parents showed up, they found a house in disarray. So they immediately went about punishing the furthest relatives, working their way closer to their descendants, their direct descendants. And when they got to them, they asked them a simple question. Why did you allow this to happen? You knew I was coming back. You knew this was your inheritance. Why did you allow your inheritance to be so destroyed? They said, well, we don't know. We just did it because we want it to be loved. Did you not have love? Did you not have everything that you could have even imagined? My God, you were born in a mansion. You wanted nothing. I think that is what we're up against. There are agents of chaos that are all around us trying to get us to forget who we are and our beautiful inheritance.
Amen.
The generations that have come before us to give us what we have now. But we've forgotten who we are. You know, we're trans, all types of things now. We're transhuman. We don't even know the value of human life anymore. That is the root cause of a lot of symptoms that we're attempting to fight, whether it's war on drugs, crime.
You're so right, Cedric. We got to go, buddy.
It's a spiritual issue.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Cedric.
Thanks, brother. Fantastic. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are six things you need to know before you buy a home. Number one, find out how much you can afford and qualify for from a reputable local lender. Number two, write down a list of wants and needs for your next home and maybe your first home. Bedrooms and baths, size of the home, yard size, open floor plan or formal plan, storage requirements, garage or carport. What location is number three? East Side, Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka. Number four, are school zones important to you? If so, which school zones do you prefer? Number five, are there any special needs requirements? Wider hallways, ramps, universal designs. Number six, would you rather have a brand new home or an existing home? The answers to these questions will help you design a plan to buy your next home and have the right information. We provide a list of recommended local lenders and home inspectors. All you have to do is call the source, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group, 221-2883.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Let's close the health care coverage gap. To learn more, visit coveralabama.org.
Hi, I'm Steve Tatum, Vice President, General Manager of Bama Budweiser, your local Bud Light distributor. There's been a lot of discussion, frustration, and even anger across the country regarding just one single can made of Bud Light that was produced for a social media influencer. We, too, at Bama Budweiser are upset about it and have made our feelings known to the top leadership at Anheuser-Busch. The voice of the consumer has been heard, and Anheuser-Busch has taken action. We at Bama Budweiser, an independent wholesaler, employ around 100 people who live here, work here, and our children go to school here. We do not, and as I said before, did not support this issue involving Dylan Mulvaney. There was one single can made, was not for sale, and wasn't properly approved. As a result, the Bud Light brand has new leadership. Dylan Mulvaney is not under contract with Bud Light. The videos you may have seen are Mulvaney's own social media posts that went viral, and many web-based news outlets have distorted the story. You deserve to know the truth, and life is too short to let a couple of individuals decide what you can eat or drink or spend your hard-earned money on. And remember, making friends is our business, not enemies.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Sherman Creel, Jones Brothers Roofing Company. Too often after a storm, you'll begin to see folks you never heard of come out of the woodwork with a truck, a hammer, a ladder, and trying to convince you to let them repair or replace your roof. Too many times we've seen folks hand over their hard-earned money and end up with a mess, adding to an already stressful situation. For 78 years, Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers Roofing Company for quality, honest work at a fair price. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Golly, we're running out of time. Let's get to your phone calls. We got Red Top coming up. Red Top, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. I'm glad you are back.
Good morning, guys. Interesting discussion about the guns and all that. And, you know, this is madness. Any government that sells military, that allows military weapons to be sold on the open market and now possess them without a permit. They've got a great story to tell because chaos is going to erupt, and they have something that they need police for, and then they have an issue that they have to, explore. And, you know, it was a dumb idea. You talk about bump stocks and all that stuff. Dumb to ever let it happen. Just like it was dumb for them to use a nuclear bomb. And by the way, the 20th century will go down as the most destructive in human history.
Red Top, we got a really good chance of trumping the 20th century.
This century we can do better.
I mean,
No. They already did everything. All the biological weapons, nuclear weapons, all this advanced weaponry is developed in the 20th century.
Okay, right.
But we'll make sure that we use them in the next.
Well, no, they used them in the last one, man. And America's the only damn country to drop a nuclear bomb. Don't you forget it.
Yeah, and I'm glad we did. Didn't you think that was a smart move in World War II?
That's the most hideous statement I've ever heard.
Really? So you wanted another 500,000 Americans, a bunch of our grandfathers, to die trying to take Tokyo?
All right, I want everybody in the audience to mark this moment where this man said they dropped the nuclear bomb. Mark it on your calendar. Tell me why I'm wrong. Immoral, period.
Tell me why I'm wrong.
Tell me why I'm wrong.
So our gun is bigger than their gun, and using it makes us immoral.
Well, you know what? We're no more civilized than we were 300,000 years ago then. I don't agree with the lack of civilization. Now they done let Pandora's box is open. So
correct.
Now we have countries that will never get rid of their nuclear weapons because they know
now,
they
now,
will not
I'm going to
survive.
Tell you something else you can make a note of. I don't think the United States ever should have let anybody else get a nuclear weapon. And we should have used force to keep them from it.
Oh, you think we could control every person on the planet? Bubba, you got a lot to
Bubba,
learn about.
Building a nuclear weapon is not super easy. And I would imagine that even the Russians had to get our technology to make it happen.
Okay. Do more studying. I study.
Yeah, well, I'm going to disagree with you on that one, Red Top. Thank you, brother. Great call, man. I think people were happy that their grandfathers came back from the war.
Well, I mean, I think it's a very good question. By what standard is it immoral? Because isn't the purpose of war, like Rush Limbaugh said, is to kill people and break things? And what were we doing?
And it's a terrible thing.
They attacked us, and were we supposed to just keep going?
Can I add just one note here? My father was wounded on Iwo Jima. Okay. Mm.
And if he had had to go and
he
take,
had recovered
go all
just
the way to
enough
Tokyo,
to be in the first wave of the invasion of the home island of Japan, and they were arming the women and children literally with pikes to repel the invaders. I don't know. Is it right to drop a nuclear bomb, an atomic bomb on somebody? I don't know.
Well, let me ask a question. We carpet bombed, well, I don't think they called it that before. We firebombed the cities in Germany. Just dropped
Dresden,
as many bombs as we could get on them. And burn people to death and the whole nine yards. We just dropped a bigger bomb. I mean, look, I know it's terrible. I don't want to, it's terrible. But it did end the war.
I'm glad I didn't have to make that decision.
Yeah.
You're right. It's a terrible decision. Nobody should have to make it, except how else were we going to end the whole thing?
Yeah.
Again,
many,
you know what?
Many were going to die.
If you do the other thing, you use up more of those expendable people. It don't matter.
Right.
Hundreds of thousands of young American men to the slaughter.
Rich men.
You know, I saw something, Scott, very similar to what you were saying about arming them with pikes. And I think it was the Iwo Jima, one of those islands where the women were taking their babies in their arms and jumping off the cliffs.
Yeah.
Because they were told the Americans were barbarians and they would all be raped and killed and the whole nine yards, and they were literally committing suicide.
Yeah. True story. Whew.
Propaganda, amazing. We're going to do our best to be back. Sam from Pike County, call in tomorrow. You'll be up first, man. I appreciate it, and I hate that we can't get to you.
Hopefully, we're back tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, today we may really, really have to worry about it. We're going to do our best. Abs, you going to be back?
I'm going to be back. Maybe.
We'll try to get back sometime. See y'all.